Moreton Bay's home of information, 101.5 FM. In the studio, we have Adam Hayne, Division 3 Councillor. Warm welcome to you.
Good morning, Shane, and good morning, listeners.
It's certainly been a very interesting year as far as the post-budget. It's been released. We'll talk about the budget shortly, but you've got a whole bunch of projects that's been on the go, is progressing nicely, or is about to complete. Let's see, we've got Caboolture West, Moray Fields, and also the Memorial Hall, which is torn apart and put back together, and some nice shiny things being put out the front. Give us a scoop about what's going on all those fronts.
Yeah, so Caboolture West, as we know, the rail trail got completed up through that Caboolture West corridor.
I've had a bit of a bike ride up along that, and nice.
Looking good, isn't
yeah.
it? And the first cab off the rank as you head up towards Wamuran, on the left there is the Bluebell Street Park, which is opposite Tollawong High School. Locals up there would notice there's been a fair bit of works done around the park, so we've done some stormwater treatment and drainage improvements and some beautification works through the park.
It's looking lovely.
It does look good, and also on Honeysuckle Street itself, there's a bus stop there, and all the footpath was bald dirt pretty much from parents parking on it. So that's all been repaired, new bus stop shelter and a seat and a bin and turf and bollards and all sorts of improvements there just to neaten up that street for people that live there. Keep an eye out on Bluebell Street Park for some future improvements. We're going to upgrade the swing sets there, and I'm working towards potentially putting in a toilet block there too, so that it's
that's a good idea.
It's the first stop along the rail trail. It's 2.5 kilometres from Beerburrum Road to get to that point. And so there'll be plenty of kids there looking, saying to mum and dad, I need to go to the toilets.
Are we there yet?
Yeah.
And there'll be signs all over the place, I guess, to earmark where the toilets are and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, we'll start doing that. And throughout the future, we will put some historical signage along that trail too, hopefully.
That's a good idea, because it gives a bit of a story about what's there, what was there at
what
one
was
point,
there.
You know,
yeah.
and maybe some names along the way of some well-known people
that
should be honoured.
The gents from the RSL have approached us, and apparently that trail's got quite a strong history with diggers back in the war.
Now, the other areas that you've had, the Memorial Hall. What's up with the Memorial Hall? What's the upgrade all about?
Well, there's about another $130,000 being spent on it at the moment, on top of the $450,000 that we already spent. So it's about $600,000 over 3 years that we've been upgrading the hall. But this time, it's about beautifying that main entry. It was very old and tired and quite dank looking. But more importantly, Shane, is there'll be a new ramp and electric sliding doors for better wheelchair access.
When will it start to be utilised again? Is that coming close?
Well, you'll see the fencing's up around it now, and the project's coming along quite well. I'd say it'll be done inside of the next 4 weeks.
All the usual functions will start reappearing there, although some functions are still happening, but you go through the back door, is that right?
Yeah, that's at the moment they are. Yeah. It's still under full use, it's just that front entry's a bit closed, but Enhanced Care are doing a good job of running the hall. They've replaced the sound system and done other things there as well, so it'll be open for business again before long.
Did you want to talk about any of those other roads there? You had a couple of earmark points there.
I just slipped down to Moray Field now and around the train station, so anybody that sort of goes under that chicane at the back of the Moray Field Shopping Centre and underneath the train line there.
Yes.
We've done a lot of clearing works through Sheep Station Creek there to sort of combat ourselves when we come into flood season again. But that's been quite extensive, cleaning out the culverts under Buchanan Road next to the high school as well, just to get all that Sheep Station Creek sort of flows running through. I'm quite happy with all that down there now. But I guess the news for people to be wondering about it now, on William Berry Drive at the base of the shopping centre, sort of down at the Indoor Bowls Club end or where the 24-hour chemist is there.
Mm-hmm.
There's works going on there, and what that'll be is just a little roundabout going in.
Oh, good idea.
We picked up $320,000 through the federal government for what they call black spot funding. So there'd been a few accidents there. People get banked up that ramp up onto the top car park at the shopping centre too and can't get out. Just a little roundabout there just to keep flows going and stop
good
people
move.
Running into each other. So that's what's going on there. And it's all night works. There will be sort of little lane closures during the day, but the tradies will be all packed up and gone by the time the sun comes up. So hopefully not too disruptive.
Now, if we can just stop the trucks, the big vehicles, from crashing into the rail bridge, that would be a huge bonus. I don't know what we have to do about that.
Or dudes with cupboards on utes that are moving house that would stop that.
It's crazy. I mean, there's huge signs there. It tells you it's a low clearance area. And maybe we need a measuring stick somewhere and people can measure their cars. I don't know what it's going to take. Let's go to the budget now. $10 million for the local area.
Oh, $10 million just on roads.
Yeah.
So, look, there's a huge list of things going on in there, but I really want to sort of spruik the continuation of the road improvements. And, there's been a lot of that going on already in Division 3. But another $10 million for this next year alone. And I guess the big ones to talk about there is the $3 million project on the intersection of Oakey Flat Road and Morayfield Road. So that's next to Bunnings there. So that's coming along quite nicely. And really that one's all about having two turning lanes coming in and out of that intersection to just to get the traffic flows up a bit. There's obviously very high development down Oakey Flat Road towards Narangba. Heaps of houses, heaps of homes, heaps of people. And as we know in this area, all roads lead to Morayfield, the shopping strip.
Yeah.
So it's just about getting people through there a bit quicker and easier. The other big one that I'm very proud to talk about is now heading over towards Caboolture East is the $2.45 million project on McKean Street.
Now, that's been a long overdue, hasn't it?
It has. The road's not in good condition, but so it's basically a rehab. Let's give folks fair warning. What rehab means is back to dirt. And then you get out the steamrollers and layer upon layer and all the rest of it.
And if we
find drainage issues, that'll get repaired as we go.
And this will be day and night work being done.
It'll be going day and night, I would think. And new trees, new footpaths, and new pedestrian crossings. So where the shops are there, a nice pedestrian crossing with a lit pedestrian crossing so that heads feel safe getting across. And there'll be another zebra crossing installed down where the lollipop lady operates down towards the hospital end.
Okay.
And that's where the kids get to Caboolture East Primary School and back, so that'll become a proper 24-hour pedestrian crossing.
How long is this going to take to work on? Any rough idea?
Mate, I would think it would probably be 6 to 7 months.
So be patient, folks, if you're travelling. Well, why not travel on that way? Take alternative
it's
routes.
It's going to be one of those. Yeah. But, look, it is an exciting project for that area.
And long overdue.
Yeah, and there's a couple of other big developments into the Caboolture East area as well. And Caboolture East, let me say, is going to morph over this next 5 or 6 years. With all extension, USC taking over the uni. We've got a project here for a road upgrade. We've also got one at the back of the train station, but there is also a private developer. We're very close to going to press, I think, on a development in Caboolture East there that will be a game changer.
Just to repeat for everyone listening to this, of course you'll find the full details of the budget for Division 3 on our website, plus anything future coming through. I guess we'll get word from that from the Moreton Bay Regional Council and we'll have that up online as quickly as possible. I think now we can go to the big issue, which everybody's more interested in, and, well, everybody's going to get rid of the rubbish. Some big changes now. There's a brand new levy that's come in from the state government that's being mandated for all councils to manage. How are you progressing on the management? Has it been difficult for you, or is it relatively easy or smooth? What's the story? And it all starts on Monday.
Well, I wouldn't say it's been an easy journey, but luckily for us, we've got some very smart staff that really did flag these things some time ago. So we've regularly been on the good foot for about 3 years and looking into our betterment of the way we manage our waste anyway. And no surprise, I suppose, that a waste levy is going to be introduced in Queensland. It's already in place in other states. We're a bit behind the eight ball, to be honest. And look, it's about waste reforms at the end of the day, and that's hopefully what we want to achieve.
Well, nuts and bolts, what do you have to do? You have to measure everything nowadays. Is that more or less the nuts and bolts of it?
Yeah.
You have to measure and weigh everything?
Look, what's happening? The important thing for our residents to know in Moreton Bay that there'll be no change to their curbside collection.
All right.
It doesn't affect green waste when you go to the dump. That's still free because we can mulch and resell and reuse that.
It's the solid stuff that you can't recycle. It's the problem.
It's the things that go into landfill. And landfill is the big pile on the ground that we end up burying with dirt and whatnot that becomes a mountain at the end of the day. We have to cut back as a society and get better at that. But for the moment, we are subsidised by state to bring in these changes, so there's no real effects to our residents on the hip pocket. But what is going to affect people is the trip to the dump itself.
It's going to take a little bit longer to actually get rid of the rubbish that you have, is that right?
Yeah, well, look, data is king in a brave new world. Yeah. So they are going to want to measure to the kilo, every type of waste, that sort of thing, so that I guess from that information we can really arrive at the sharp end of the stick of where we mean to make change and where we're getting it wrong as residents. You know?
As residents. Yeah. And it all starts with you at home and how you dispose of stuff. I mean, if you can sell it, sell it.
Well, I'm looking at the state government have brought out some stickers, you know, for your bins at home and that sort of thing, so kids can read them and that, with pictures that they can go, oh, plastic bottle goes on that
okay,
one.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to get my hands on a pile of them to start putting them out into the community and through the schools.
It is going to be an education project for everybody. Council, yeah. Media, and the residents, we're all going to have to join in together. We have no choice.
No, that's right. And we know by looking at other countries and overseas that we can be a lot better at the way we do it. I think it's a good initiative, and it's something that we've had to face up to sooner or later. But for our people, your registration will be recorded every time you go to the dump now, camera. So it once again says, okay, Joe Bloggs goes 27 times a year, really? You know?
And Mary down the road only does one trip a year.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. But, you know, you've got to show proof of your Moreton Bay residency.
Yeah. Which is no different from before.
Right. Well, and that story of people come from New South Wales to dump at our dumps and get it cheaper. Well, no, if you're not from our area, you're going to pay.
Yeah, we're going to pay.
Declare the types of waste you've got. So my hot tip would be go to the dump with one kind of waste. Don't go with three kinds, because they'll make you go dump the first lot, do a Yui, come back through the weighbridge, dump the second lot, do a Yui, come back through the weighbridge, and then dump the third lot so they can measure each of those types.
Yep.
My next newsletter's coming out with the waste types. So you've got general waste, cardboard, timber, treated, stimber, sorted, recyclable, mattresses, fridges, clean soil, clean concrete. These are all your different types of waste.
And so
try and bring one type of waste at a time.
Keeps it simple and saves you time.
Mm.
All right, that's a key point. And that all starts on July the 1st.
July the 1st, yeah.
Of course, it's still free, ladies and gentlemen, so don't stress. Just make sure you get the right kind of rubbish for your trip. Centenary Lakes, ladies and gentlemen, this is a beautiful spot. We all go down there. We all take part in what's going on there. There's a little bit of a question mark about the water supply you want to iron out. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, look, everyone should know by now there's been a lot going on down at the lake, so I can't stop talking about the RecLink crew down there doing all the improvements of the gardens and the pathways.
It is great.
It's really pretty.
What
there.
I am sick of is people knocking over the trees, snapping them and all that sort of rubbish. That must be annoying.
Don't get me started. Nothing worse than you get staff to put a big line of flaming illawarras along Lower King Street or something.
And some knonghead.
Some peanut walks along and just snaps them all off. I don't get it.
I want the tree to grow.
If
you see someone doing that, take their photo and send it in to you.
I'll get them. Don't you worry. But over to the lakes, the latest thing that's happened there is we've actually replaced a couple of the old footbridges, so people would have been seeing some work there. They're a bit old and rotten. So some brand new steel galvanised type footbridges have gone in there, and just to add to the amenity of it too, looking terrific. But what people probably wouldn't know is we put a new pipeline from Caboolture River up into the top end of the lake system, where it sort of flows downhill through all those beautiful rainforesty patches and whatnot, and we stuck a big new pump head up the top of the system to get the water flows going. So hopefully that'll cut down on Slovenia and any other sort of stuff that has been hanging around in the water. We're going to monitor that, and potentially down the track we might put two or three more of those pump heads into different sections of the lakes just to keep it flowing and keep that water looking beautiful.
Now, what happens when we have a huge flood event that comes through and just all the water's just everywhere? Is there any way of pumping it out?
There is actually a pipe underneath Morayfield Road that goes out into the other side. So And that is the flow that doesn't seem to be quite going well enough.
All right.
And that's why we put a pump head at the top to try and get a bit of a current, if you will.
Okay.
And hopefully that will push in and do it better.
So it will quickly dissipate that excess water, when we have it. Okay.
The one lake, though, that is underneath the large toilet block, it's kind of separated, so it's hard to get the flows through that, so I think we'll definitely have to put a pump head at one end of it at some point and get all that water flowing to that outlet that goes under more.
You guys are thinking ahead, aren't you?
Why bother mowing the grass and growing flowers when the water looks bad? It's just another part of the job.
Look, and we have no idea what next year's going to bring to us, watch this page. But however, there is something we do know about, and that's the Caboolture Festival. That's coming up pretty soon too.
Yes, from the 3rd to the 12th of August. Local residents, a lot of local residents would remember the Generate Festival that we ran for 2 years.
Is that going to head this year?
It's still a portion of this new festival. So basically, we've done is morph Generate into something bigger and better. Moreton Bay Regional Industry and Tourism have found great success at the Redcliffe events with Kite Festival and the Sales Festival, running them over 2 weeks and activating all sorts of things throughout that program. So this one will start with the mighty band Dragon, live in concert on the Friday night here in Town Square. I've heard from all reports that they are packing houses all over the country. It's a really good act, and obviously playing all the Dragon classics.
Yeah.
And so that's the first night of the festival, and the last night of the festival is our famous Caboolture Family Fun Day.
Which is a huge day.
It's
everybody
a huge
comes
day.
Out.
10,000 people come to that one. So, and you know, have a look on where do we got? Oh, caboolturefestival.com.au. It's got its own tag. Yeah. So check it out and look at the other activations that go on throughout that 2 weeks. I think there's Historical Village, there's Gem Fest, there's all kinds of pop-ups right around Caboolture. So it's really bringing in the locals and other sort of event spaces to be part of a greater picture of a 2 week celebration.
2 weeks of celebration. Watch the space. We'll have all the details on our events pages per normal. We shall have all of that also being exercised through our Facebook, facebook.com/101.5FM. Adam Hain, what a jam-packed little program we've done today.
Thanks, Shane, and appreciate the time, mate. Good on you.
Indeed, appreciate your time. This is Moreton Bay's Home of Information, 101.5 FM.